There's only one place for baseball and politics. That's with me, Michael Smerconish, on the Big Talker 1210 WPHT.
Brad Lidge comes on for the Phillies here in the ninth inning. Lidge during the regular season, 2-0, 41 saves, a 1.95 ERA. In the postseason, he has saved six more. And a 1.08 ERA. He will be facing Evan Longoria here in the ninth inning. Fans already on their feet. Three outs away. Lidge winds. And the pitch to Longoria. Good slider, strike one on the inside corner. Having him on the count to Longoria. Brad Lidge winds in the one strike pitch. Swing and a foul out of play. Lidge is ahead of him. No balls and two strikes. No outs. Bills are three outs away. Fans waving the rally towels. They are on their feet, and this place is electric. Wind up by Lidge. The two strike pitch. Just missed a little bit wide. One ball and two strikes to count to Longoria. Gianna Navarro waits on deck. Then it'll be Rocco Baldelli. Wind up by Lidge, the 1-2 pitch. Up and in, two balls and two strikes. Lidge has the sign from Carlos Ruiz. The windup. The 2-2 pitch, swinging a high foul. It's out of play down the first base side. It's still two balls and two strikes to Evan Longoria. Bills 4, Rays 3. Ninth inning. Lidge. Winds and the pitch. Swing and a pop-up into shallow center field. Chase Utley out. He squeezes it. That's one of them. One down here in the ninth inning. The batter will be Gianna Navarro. Navarro has walked, grounded into a double play, struck out.
They have not shown a hitter in the on-deck circle yet. We keep thinking it's going to be Hinsky. Left-handed batter with some power.
Got a pinch hit home run here
Zobrist.
The other night.
No, it's going to be Zobrist who's a switch hitter.
Here's Lidge's pitch. Navarro takes one over for a called strike. Nothing and one, the count to Gianna Navarro. Now the windup by Lidge and the one strike pitch. Swing and a miss. No balls and two strikes. What a season Brad Lidge has had. Incredible. 47 saves and 47 opportunities, and now Jeff Kellogg, the plate umpire, wants to look at the ball.
Navarro
decides it's all right.
Yeah. I mean, the bottom fell out of it, but it always does with his slider. I mean,
tremendous
not like he's
slider.
Not like he's throwing a spitter.
Right. Tremendous slider. He's ahead of Navarro. No balls and two strikes. Wind up by Lidge. The 0-2 pitch. Swing, a broken bat looper into right. That's going to fall for a base hit. Navarro breaks his bat, but loops his single to right. He is a one-out base runner. And it will bring on Ben Zobrist to pinch hit for Rocco Baldelli.
The slider, and it was bearing in on him a little bit, and they're going to bring Perez out now, I think,
yeah,
who can just absolutely fly. So this is a guy who can potentially steal a bag, and they're going to talk about him right now, too. You have not seen him in this World Series. He's the guy that scored that big run against the Red Sox in that long second game.
Fernando Perez is a base stealer. Zobrist the batter. Zobrist the switch hitter, batting left against Lid. 1-for-10 in the postseason. Lid stretches and the pitch. Over for a called strike, nothing and one. One strike to count for the pinch hitter Zobrist. Out of stretch. And the pitch, wide, one ball and one strike. One and one to count. Now the stretch. There goes Pena. The pitch is a called strike, an easy stolen base for him. As Wheels mentioned, he'll run, and he did here. He gets into scoring position at second base. Silvers took the pitch. It's a called strike. It's one ball and two strikes.
Well, just a big player to bring off your bench. You can steal a bag like that, take the double play away, and put the tying run in scoring position with only one out. Now you really have to pay attention to him at second base.
Fernando Perez at Durham sold 43 bags. And later on at Tampa Bay late in the season, five more. So he sold 48 this year. He is now in scoring position. Two balls and a strike to Zobrist.
Pinsky just moved into the on-deck circle.
Now time is stalled as Lidge wants to talk it over with Carlos Ruiz. Two balls and a strike. Two Zobras. Perez at second base. One out. Excuse me, the count is one ball and two strikes.
No, it's 2-1, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, 2-1.
What the scoreboard is.
Yeah, 2-1. Two balls, one strike, right?
Okay. Out of stretch. And the pitch. Line drive to right field. Caught by Jason Wirth. Zobrist hit it on the nose, but at Jason Wirth for out number two. One away. Eric Kinsey comes on to pinch hit for Jason Bartlett.
Well, he had a slider, and it was a hanger, and he crushed that ball, but right at him, to a broken bat hit, and then that one.
Inske, 1-for-1 in this World Series. It was a pinch hit home run, and Rich Doobie is coming out to talk it over with Brad Lidge about how they want to work to Inske. We got Willie Ibar on deck.
Well, Hinsky's the guy that replaced Floyd. When Floyd came up with a bad shoulder, they activated Hinsky. This guy's been with a lot of teams.
Jeff Kellogg, the plate umpire, going out to try to speed up the conference. Rich Doobie comes back to the dugout. Hinsky has played for Toronto, Boston, and Tampa Bay. With 247 for the Rays this year with 20 home runs. And he steps in. Two outs in the ninth inning. At second base, Perez. Now a stretch. And the pitch to Hinsky. Bouncing ball to first base. It's a foul ball. One strike to Hinsky. Two outs, ninth inning. Lidge trying to get a final out here. Brad Lidge. gets his sign. Here's the stretch. A one-strike pitch. He swung a called strike by Jeff Kellogg, saying he swung at the pitch. Minsky can't believe it, but he is in the hole. No balls and two strikes.
Their bench is going crazy, too. Everybody waving at the home plate umpire. It was close.
One strike away. Nothing and two to count to Hinsky. Fans on their feet. Rally towels are being waved. Brad Lidge stretches. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. The Philadelphia Phillies are 2008 World Champions of Baseball. Brad Lidge does it again and stays perfect for the 2008 season. 48 for 48 in save opportunities, and let the city celebrate. Don't let the 48-hour wait diminish the euphoria of this moment and the celebration. And it has been 28 years since the Phillies have enjoyed a world championship. 25 years in this city that a team has enjoyed a world championship. And the fans are ready to celebrate. What a night. Phillies winning 4-3.